This is Jay Sekulow, an update on that college case involving the student and censorship, and more movement on the issue of federal judges.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm in our studios in Washington, D.C. We are working diligently on our Supreme Court briefs on those cases that has been accepted impacting the Ten Commandments, but even much broader than that. I mentioned on the program the other day. And by the way, how would you react if you were a city council and you had up, let's say, a Veterans of Foreign War monument, and a group came in and said, we're demanding that you put up an anti-war monument? Or if you're on the Statue of Liberty Commission and you've got the Statue of Liberty and a group comes in and says, you know what, I want the Statue of Tyranny posted right next to it under a free speech right. How would you react as a city council member? Or what if your national motto was posted on a government building, and it said, in God we trust, which is our national motto. And somebody said, you know what? You may trust in God. I don't. I want to put up another message. In God, I'll never trust. Well, how would you react to that? And under this Supreme Court case, all of those decisions are going to be implicated. Plus, it's almost like the bonus is the Ten Commandment cases as well. So the ramifications on this are really, really significant. I've been in meetings here in Washington this morning already working on the case with our senior staff. We'll be going over to the Supreme Court right after radio today for some meetings. I mean, this case is huge. The ramifications are gigantic. And we want to know what's your view on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A Statue of Liberty. Next to it, a Statue of Tyranny. How would you react if you were the government officials there? Then we want to give you an update on our student case. Yesterday we told you about the student, Gina, from New York. Jordan, that student, and you and I talked about this after the program, this situation with college students, specifically in philosophy programs, is an ongoing problem. We even received a call from another student who was at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, saying the same problem existed.
That's right. Now we've got a comment that's coming through ACLJ.org from Natalie in Colorado. She was at a Colorado Community College there in Colorado Springs. She was told to redo an assignment, and this time to give the bad side of Christianity. She went to talk to the head of department and was told that she needed to redo the assignment or she wouldn't pass the class because she didn't give the bad side of Christianity in a philosophy class.
When they say the bad side of Christianity, I mean, what are they talking about? They want her to personally attack her own faith?
I think that's exactly what's happening here, is that these professors, their way of getting you to reject or at least to seriously question your faith is not just to write a decent academic paper, but it's to look at it from a very negative viewpoint, whether or not you're talking about wars that were started in the name of religion or questions about faith and questions that can't be answered. I mean, there are some questions, as we all know, that can't be answered by science that occur with faith
alone.
That's
why we have faith.
Right. And those are the kind of questions these philosophy teachers try to confuse these students about.
You know, it looks like these introduction to philosophy courses are where the problem is. Could you imagine if you're a student what your reaction would be if you're told, okay, you've got to, in order to participate in the class, you have to at least acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist. This is to a Christian student who has a deep faith in God. You have to acknowledge this before you can even participate in the class. Could you imagine if they went up to a Muslim student and said, you have to acknowledge that Muhammad was not a prophet, the possibility that Muhammad was not a prophet? Of course, they would never do that. Are you kidding me? You know, that would be, the phones would be ringing off the hook in the school district there. But they think, well, it's a Christian college student, they can get away with it. 1-800-684-3110. We want to know your comments on this. That's 800-684-3110. I also want to let you know that the impact on this is going to grow. We're getting more of these, and we're going to let you know in the days ahead how you can participate in this. Also, very important, we've got our brief that we filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. Almost 300-400 of you asked for it yesterday. We're going to still offer it today. This is the actual bound brief that we filed with the Supreme Court on the Ten Commandments case. We'll be referring to this over the next months. We want you to have it as well. Jordan's going to let you know how you can get your copy of the Supreme Court brief, the actual bound copy.
All you've got to do is call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. Write that number down, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision. Stand with the ACLJ and Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow as this Supreme Court case moves into high gear. Call now to get a free copy of the ACLJ legal brief that convinced the Supreme Court to take this case. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. The ACLJ, defending your rights at the Supreme Court. It's one of the most important websites on the internet. By logging onto the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, you get the very latest news and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. And you get help. At ACLJ.org, there's a virtual library of legal resource materials, making it easy for you to get the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms, especially when it comes to school issues. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
I cannot tell you how many hundreds of cases every year, literally hundreds, probably thousands, are resolved without litigation, without lawyers getting involved. When you simply walk in, you take the information down from ACLJ.org, you walk into your school building and say, wait a minute, here's what the law is, this is what, and these are the guys that litigate the case at the Supreme Court of the United States. It makes a huge impact.
Make the ACLJ website part of your daily internet experience. Log on today at ACLJ.org, the internet home of the American Center for Law and Justice. ACLJ.org.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, that student that contacted us via internet, by the way, at aclj.org, we have taken a proactive stand there. We're working on a demand letter right now to the school district. That is being researched, so that is moving forward. We've got a lot of calls coming in, Jordan. Let's go right to the phones.
Andrea is calling from Indiana on line 3. Andrea, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Andrea.
Hey there. Hey.
Hi.
God bless you and what you're doing. I pray that you continue to do his work. God bless you.
Thanks.
Quick question. I'm just really confused, and I'm as a two-year-old, I should know my Constitution, but I do know that the people who landed on this land we call United States of America landed as Christians, and I just don't understand how that is legal for anyone to change anything to say that. I don't understand how we can have.
Well, here's what they're arguing. Here's what they're arguing. I mean, and you bring up a really good point. But here's what they're arguing: the Summum Group takes the position that once a government accepts a monument from any group, the Veterans of Foreign War, the Fraternal Order of Eagles, which is the Ten Commandment monument, whoever it might be, once they accept that monument, they are now compelled under law to accept a counter monument on the same topics. Actually, they're even broader than that. So if you've got a monument that had our national motto in it, you'd have to let a group come in and say, the national motto should be changed to "In God We'll Never Trust." If you've got a Ten Commandments monument, you have to put up the seven aphorisms of Summum. If you by the way, those are in the Supreme Court of the United States, the Ten Commandments, so I guess you'd have to put the seven aphorisms there as well. So, Andrea, this is the problem. They're trying to redo the law. Now, we asked the Supreme Court of the United States to hear the case, and they said yes, which is incredible because it looked like there was about 250 cases up for review that very day that we were there, and our case and one other got reviewed. And we have two cases up there. Ours is going to be heard. The second one of ours is being held pending what happens to this, which is exactly what we asked for. I'll be arguing the case probably between November and December. Briefs are going to be due the end of May, middle of June for round one. Then the other side will respond. Then in August we'll have round two. So there's going to be multiple rounds of this. But what we want everybody to do is have a copy of the actual brief. This is the real copy, folks, the printed bound copy. We want you to have it in your library. I think it's incredible that you all can have this. So 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and ask for your copy. But really, I think we've gotten close to 2,000 of these have been requested, maybe more than that already. So go to the phones right now. Get your brief. It's a wonderful resource for your library at 877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Mary is calling from Virginia on line 5. Mary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Jay.
How can I help you?
My comment would be that belief in God and liberty and freedom are basic principles that our forefathers fought and died for in this country. And if people don't like the way we live here in America, maybe they need to consider going somewhere else.
Well, what you've got is an attempt to eliminate through utilizing the First Amendment's free speech clause to eliminate the heritage, whether it's the religious heritage or the patriotic heritage that exists in the United States of America. That's what's happening in this particular case. But I want to say this, though, and Mary, I really appreciate your call. I am thrilled that the Supreme Court took the case. I mean, that's what we asked them to do. They don't take many of them. They took ours. Supreme Court certiorari has been granted. Been working on the case literally. I say day and night, folks. I mean, to late at night, in the morning, actually, the next day, writing on this. Just finished up meetings 8 minutes before we went on air. We were still in a meeting. We'll be in, we're going to be, by the way, bringing our television cameras into our studios here tomorrow. So we're going to capture one of these programs that we're going to air on television, so that'll be good for our television audience coming up. But again, we're going to be covering that issue and, of course, the situation that's breaking on the college campus. We appreciate your call, Mary. Jordan, who do we have next? And Jordan, by the way, we got you mentioned this other one that came in, also came in online, people requesting legal assistance through the websites, mostly college students.
It is, and it's students who, and I think people may be a little misunderstood here. These are not religion classes. These are philosophy classes where students are said, okay, that's great that you've defended your faith. Now attack it. And there's a difference between looking at difficult issues, folks, but then saying you need to say what is bad about your faith. I mean, the truth is, if you truly believe in your faith, you don't think there's anything bad about your faith. You don't think there's anything bad about your beliefs, especially if you have a deeply held religious beliefs, whether it's Christian or any other religious group. You're not going to say anything bad about it. And again, Dad, I would love for these liberal professors to go ask a Muslim student to write something bad about Muhammad. Try that and see how long that lasts in Dearborn, Michigan. Try that. I don't care if it's a college, a high school, or whatever situation. They don't do it. Unfortunately, they think they can pick on these Christian students. And now that we're hearing from these Christian students, these professors are going to hear loud and clear they can't do that anymore.
Well, that's exactly correct. And, folks, we're gonna respond very aggressively to this college probably tomorrow. We're going to let you know how you're going to be able to participate. How about adding your name to a letter that's going to this college and this committee that we're going to form for it. So it's going to be, we're going to respond loud and clear. Your voice will be heard on the situation. And again, other students that have got the situation, you call us too or go to the website at aclj.org.
Yeah, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us, Jason's calling from Texas on line 6. Jason, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Great.
Good to hear your show.
Thanks.
I am in an intro philosophy course right now.
Okay.
And my professor, God bless him, is a believer. And
well, that's
he
good.
Made abundantly clear at the beginning of the class that he was a believer. So when we came to the section on does God exist, he says, I'm not trying to change your mind here. This is just a part of the class that we have to teach. I don't agree with it, but it's in the book. He says, I don't want to attack anybody's faith, but if it helps you to grow deeper in your faith, then that's
sure.
Great.
You know, Jason, that's exactly correct. I mean, I'm sure that's where this is coming up, by the way. And I want to hear from college students over the next few days on this. I'm sure that's where it's coming up on the does God exist. But to tell a student that before you can enter into the discussion of the class, you have to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist is ridiculous. Why would that be the requirement to discuss this? Someone of deep faith, or like you said, the professor there is a Christian at your particular school, this shouldn't even be an issue. This should not be the problem. But this is what is happening on America's public schools. And let me tell you something, folks. We're getting into some of the writings of this particular professor, and just as expected, there's some interesting comments that are going to be coming out about what he has written and how that applies to these students. And again, we've got that student. Jordan, where was the other one from that we got emailed in this morning? Jordan's in the studio, by the way, and on the campus of Regent University. I'm up here in our D.C. offices, so that's why we're not in the same building. Where was that one from?
So far in just 24 hours, we've heard from New York, Colorado, and North Carolina, all students who said they've encountered the exact same situation in the same philosophy class in this introduction to philosophy. And explain this even further. These are 18-year-olds who are entering into college, who are forced to take this class. You don't choose to take. Most schools require you to take some class like this. And it's introduction to philosophy. And on day one, you find out, okay, write to me about what's bad about your faith, what's bad about your beliefs. That is not right to do. There's no way to defend that. If you're asking someone to attack their own religious beliefs, But again, they don't do this to everyone. They don't. They say this to the Christians. If a Muslim student was asked to do this and went home to their family and said, this professor has asked me to write something bad about Muhammad, you know what the response would be like, folks from civil liberties groups, from civil rights groups, from Islamic groups. But again, they don't do that. These professors know that, so they target students who they think will remain silent.
And it's really outrageous and wrong. And again, it's a primarily attack on Christian students. As Jordan just said, because if it was a Muslim student, they would never do that because they know the reaction would be so strong. But trust me, tomorrow the reaction from the American Center for Law and Justice and our members will be strong as well.
Let's go back to the phones. Troy is calling from Connecticut on line one. Troy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Troy.
Hi, Jay. Thank you, Jay and George, for all you're doing in the battle for truth. And we so appreciate your efforts. I've listened to you for a long time. Jay, I'd like to get your position, and I think I know it, but I just want to approach it from a biblical perspective on my concern. And my concern is about the efforts of churches trying to expand their facilities or build a new building and running into a lot of local town opposition, such as conservation commissions or things like that. I attend a church that bases its decisions on biblical teachings when making these decisions. And so my question is, when we look at the Bible and we look at teachings relative to litigation,
sure.
If the town were to decline the expansion plans or place unnecessary restrictions on the church plans, is it biblically acceptable to enter into an appeal or a lawsuit against?
Oh, I think, listen, I think if it's a violation of law, do what the Apostle Paul said. He said, look, I'm a citizen of Rome. You don't get to throw me out through the back door. I've got rights. I'm demanding those rights as a citizen of Rome. And that's exactly what you do in a situation like that. You demand your rights. That's what this issue here. Folks, we're getting ready to take a break. Paul, we appreciate your call. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. If you want to get information about the trip to Israel, Jordan's going to give you that. Then I'm going to let you know how you can get this brief. Jordan, how they can get that trip to Israel?
Very easy. You can write this number down, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. You can also go to aclj.org. You'll see Stand for Israel in Israel. If you click on that, you'll get a detailed schedule of where we'll be, what we'll be doing while we're in Israel, as well as pricing information. So aclj.org or 1-800-662-5406.
I encourage you to do that, folks. It's filling up really quick. We'll be leaving in about 8 weeks. Now, I've got this brief. We're only offering it for a few more days here. If you want to get a copy, this is the actual brief filed with the Supreme Court of the United States where the case involving the Ten Commandments and the court said, yes, we'll hear it. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip of a lifetime, a life-changing trip to Israel. Plans are underway right now for a special trip to the Holy Land organized by the American Center for Law and Justice. Mark your calendar, June 17th through the 27th.
It's going to be something that no one will ever forget.
It's a great country, which really have a great biblical view.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip. It's a 10-day journey you won't want to miss.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org.
No one coming back from this trip is going to be the same.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a critical First Amendment case, a challenge to the display of the Ten Commandments. The ACLJ must convince the Supreme Court to reject a lower court ruling that would force cities and states to make a troubling choice, remove existing displays, or permit any group to display any monument in public places.
Imagine. The city of New York required to put up a statue of tyranny to counter the Statue of Liberty.
Now you can stand with the ACLJ by joining the ACLJ's Special Supreme Court Committee, where you get special access as this case unfolds. You'll receive copies of the legal briefs and firsthand reports from Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow as the ACLJ prepares arguments for the Supreme Court. Call now. Add your name to the committee. 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. And we will be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A lot of calls already coming in. Again, if you want information about that trip to Israel, folks, we're leaving in 8 weeks and be an incredible trip. Jordan, let's give that number one more time.
1-800-662-5406. Write this down. You can call to get more information about our trip to Israel. You can call if you're ready to book your trip as well. 1-800-662-5406. We can also go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us. Nick is calling from New York on line 2. Nick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Jay, unless I'm wrong, aren't these professors violating the law of separation of church and state by asking these people to say something bad about their faith?
Well, you bring up a good point, and that is under church-state separation, government officials not supposed to do something that shows hostility towards religion. But this is more than that. They're penalizing. They're not just showing hostility. They're penalizing the students. Yeah, we think it's wrong. That's part of what we're alleging in the letters that are going to be going out. Again, it's a huge issue, and there are some serious problems there.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us, Christopher is calling from Virginia on line 6. Christopher, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
About the students in the philosophy class, about teachers making them redo their papers, stating something bad about their faith. Personally, I believe that's completely wrong. I'm at a Christian university myself, and if these students were to write anything bad about their faith first before they did anything good, the teachers would not have been asking them to do anything to redo their papers. They would have just let them go on with the class. And
well, here they're not allowed to even participate in the class. I mean, Jordan, I don't know if you've got the contact sheet from yesterday there, but they where you are, I don't have it in the studio here in D.C., but they weren't even allowed. This was a predicate to enter into a dialectic discussion of the class. You had to agree up front, that in fact possibility that God does not exist. So you couldn't enter in the discussion about God not existing unless you agreed that there's a possibility that God does not exist. That was a prerequisite in this program.
Yeah, I mean, here's the exact wording that came in from the students saying they were taking an introduction to philosophy course required by the college to graduate because they're a Christian and believe in God. They could not admit to alternative ideas of a deity or even there being no God. Because of this and other issues, my greatest suffering is publicly ridiculed me. That's talking about the professor in front of the class for all. Hates when they refuse to admit it, says they can't, if she's this close-minded, they won't be able to, quote, enter into the learning community. And they threaten, and they say they're in danger of failing the class. These professors actually threaten these students. This student has a 3.9 GPA at the school, threatening the student with an F in the class because she won't deny the existence of God.
And what we're doing is getting the legal work together right now. Tomorrow's broadcast, I hope to be able to tell you that you will be able to participate with us, because what we're going to do is get as many letters, as many people joining a committee to protect this college student. And that committee is going to sign this letter, as be part of this letter, at least behalf of our members. And thousands of you should be outraged. I know you are, because our phone lines, literally, from the moment we go on the air until we go off, all the lines are jammed. So we know how this is impacting you. We're keeping you posted on this and other cases. Tomorrow the focus will change to that. This is going to be a big deal. And we want you to know that we are going to be working on this very, very aggressively here at the American Center for Law and Justice. And as Jordan mentioned, we had a contact already, of course, from New York. We've had one from Colorado that's come in via email on the phones yesterday from the University of North Carolina in Greensboro. So we're going to be seeing more of these, and this is exactly what we're going to be dealing with.
Let's go right back to the phone. Shannon's calling from Texas on line 3. Shannon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi,
Shannon.
How are you?
Great.
I wanted to make a comment about the college. This is the first I've heard about it today. I have a brother that is a professor at A&M in Texas, and I'm sure he would be appalled at this, but ultimately the salvation of these young people is being jeopardized. Considering it is not a religion class but a philosophy class, some of these kids are going in with the possibility of a door being opened and them learning and being saved, and then it being slammed shut because they're ultimately the doubt is being put back in their mind, and we're losing them.
Well, look, what we don't want these situations is where these students feel like their faith is being challenged to such an extent that it shows, as an earlier caller mentioned, this hostility towards religion that's expressed. And it's one thing to think about a topic or talk about a topic, but to have it be, you know, thrown in your faith this way, your faith handled this way, is just not right. And we're just not going to take it. And we're going to stand up for these students. And when students call us about this, is college students we're talking about here, we're going to take direct action on this. So rest assured, we'll let you know how that is handled tomorrow. We're not going to let these students feel like they're second-class citizens. We're going to let you know how you can engage it tomorrow. So again, it's going to be a big day tomorrow. We encourage you to listen to the broadcast. We hope to have the draft letter ready, maybe two, and we're going to keep the pressure up on this school district very, very aggressively. Not school district. This is a college. So this college will hear from all of us very, very soon.
And what I think, Dad, too, what people don't understand is the public ridicule these students get, whether it's being threatened with failing the class when you're a student with an almost perfect GPA, a 3.9 GPA, a straight A GPA, and being threatened to fail a class because you won't deny God, or being made fun of in the middle of class like we've gotten from this other student where everyone laughs at you and the teacher makes jokes about your beliefs. And this is what's happening at places of, quote, higher learning or so-called higher learning, where now people laugh at you if you believe in God. And the teachers encourage the students to do this. And whether you're 10 years old and being told by your teacher to put your Bible away, or 18 years old and just off to college and being told, people being laughing at you for your religious beliefs, it all comes at a very trying time in all these students' lives. And it's why it's so important that when we do have these students to speak up, to let this be known. Because the second we talked about it, we got calls in from around the country, emails coming into ACLJ.org, calls coming in from different states saying, this happened to me. I wish somebody would have been there. And if these students contact us, we will be there and we'll fight for them. Let's go right back to the phones. Sherry's calling from Illinois on line 4. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
We're doing great. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a comment also on
sure.
the students that are being attacked in philosophy about their belief system.
Yes.
And a couple things come to mind while I was listening. Was the first one was the fact that when I went through college, I wanted to do a speech on salvation, and my professor would not let me. However, after talking to her, I wound up doing a speech actually on Satanism and twisted it to, by the time I was done, I was talking about salvation. And so I still got to do exactly what I started out to do. And, you know, my thought process was, is can these students not do the same? You know, start out saying, you know, do we question whether God exists? And by the time they're done with their paper, have it twisted around because of their faith and because of their belief system, that is why we know he exists. And the other thought I was, while I was on hold, was the fact that, Jesus promised that we would be persecuted because he was persecuted, and our beliefs are going to be attacked. So in one sense, we should praise God that, you know, that his word is coming true. It's just a matter of how are we going to help these students handle, you know, the opposition of the
well,
world.
Let me tell you what we're doing. We go to work on this legally. We take a look at the situation. We evaluate the facts. That's being done right now for the students. We're putting together right now a demand letter to this university that's going to let them know if it's not corrected, direct legal action will take, and we also let them know how they violated the law. And starting on the broadcast tomorrow, you're going to be able to participate in this too, because we're going to get you to call us, add your name to this letter, and we're going to let this letter go literally so that there's tens of thousands of Americans from around the country objecting to this. That's how you send a message. That's how you get a victory here, and we believe we're going to get it. Our phone lines are jammed. Unfortunately, we are out of time. But save those calls. Come on in. Call us tomorrow. We're going to be having our TV cameras in here. We'll film this. It's going to be a very, very big day. We're very excited about what we're going to see on this. So, again, if call us tomorrow. We'll follow up on this, and we'll give you the information. Again, if you're just joining us or haven't been with the program this week, big news, the Supreme Court of the United States granting review on our major Ten Commandment case. We're letting you know how you can get that brief. Simply call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get this brief to the Supreme Court of the United States. It's the one they accepted. You're going to get the original bound copies of this, just like the court got. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And if you want information about the trip to Israel, Jordan will give you that number.
1-800-662-5406. Write this down now. Get your information on our trip to Israel this summer. 1-800-662-5406.